arranged marriage is a tradition that is dying out. Well, actually, I'm questioning that.
I think that might be on the comeback. I mean,
right? Because if you look at TV shows like Married at First Sight, you know, this is a popular American TV show where it's an arranged marriage by experts that supposedly do these in-depth interviews with people, and then they put them on TV. What could go wrong? The first time they see each other is at their own wedding, and what could go wrong with that? So, I mean, people still think that's a crazy idea in America, though. But in other parts of the world, arranged marriages are much more common. And then, unfortunately, in some places, you know, the girls are really young, and it's not cool. Like, way too young, like 12, 10, you know,
right.
Not cool at all. So, you know, obviously you wouldn't want to be a 10-year-old girl in that situation, so... that's bad, but it's also bad, I think, for, you know, parents or whoever, authority figures, to tell somebody like who they should get married to. But the people who defend arranged marriage, they're like, well, it's a tradition that's worked for a long time. You should really rely on the elder. The heart is like a wild animal. You can't rely on your own heart to pick a partner because you're going to choose the wrong person. You don't know what you really want. In time, when you're married to somebody, if you're stuck with them forever, you learn to love them, right? Isn't that what they say about arranged marriage, the defenders of it?
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people listening to the show will have a different perspective, is that, you know, everybody owns themselves, right? We're like sovereign individuals. We should have the right to choose who our partner is, or if we don't want to have a partner, right? We could choose that too. And that's the beauty of freedom and choice, is the ability to make our own decisions about something as personal as who our most intimate relationship is with.
Yeah, but you know, I have a little bit of a problem with this, in that I don't know that people, I don't think people realize that they actually don't have a problem with arranged marriage. You mentioned,
tell me more about that.
Like you mentioned, Married at First Sight.
Yeah, I think that's quaint and cute.
Okay, go down the list of I don't know, OkCupid, whatever, any of these dating services that have algorithmic components to them, if not being the central aspect of what they are, or even, you know, eventually, like already.
Yeah, eHarmony or Match.com.
Yeah.
They have algorithms that match you with somebody you're supposedly compatible with.
Right. And I think even Tinder has long been collecting what you are into. Now they charge for like a premium service. I don't know.
And they connect to Facebook, I think, too.
Sure.
To get your Facebook profile things.
Right. And I don't know what the fuck the premium features are because I don't use Tinder, but.
Super likes, Brian. Super likes.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what they are either.
I've understood there are some interesting features that have to do with like pre-gaming where you're going to end up in the world at certain points. I've heard about this. But regardless, okay, so you have these algorithms and all this stuff. Like, I mean, this is pretty much you saying, okay, I'll have the computer choose for me.
Right. Instead of your parents, the wisdom of the elders of the tribal village elders, it's the wisdom of the computer.
Which, let me tell
you, really is that much better.
The way you beautifully described, even though you kind of said it in jest to how people that believe in arranged marriages view it.
Yeah.
How you describe that love is this wild animal.
Right.
It most certainly is. Okay.
Yeah.
And no computer can figure that shit out. Like, look, it's just not
right.
going to happen.
That's the one thing an algorithm can't understand. Yeah.
Not really.
I mean,
you can try and, because I think as much as these algorithms, okay, are like trying to figure out what you're into, I think it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
I think to some degree they're programming you into what you find to be acceptable by how much they kind of, you know, that they put on you, that they push on you, the kind of people they push
on
you.
Well, right, just like the parents that say, well, you'll grow to love the person.
Exactly.
Once you're stuck with them forever.
Exactly my point. And that's the thing.
You have no other choice.
Right. And I think the thing is that people... the average person, if you told them that, oh, this arranged marriage thing is going to, you know, and they would say, oh, that's so terrible. You should have choice and love. They're doing the same thing. It's just that they think that a computer is more palatable than your parents or something, which I'm not defending parents, but for fuck's sake, no. Go ahead.
That's a really interesting take on it, but I didn't even get to the reason why I brought this up, which
right.
was that I have this article here. You've heard of the Pink Gang in India, which is a group of women that defend wives from their abusive husbands and things like that.
Three cheers.
Right? There's this vigilante justice. You can't rely on the cops for that. So it's the Pink Gang. Well, now they have the Love Commandos in India. And I'm talking about India because it's arranged marriage is common in India, right? At least within some circles, I guess.
Sure.
It's more common than other places in the world, definitely in the Western world. And now they have this thing called the Love Commandos that is helping people who are in love and want to get married against their parents' wishes to be together and get married. So it's literally like, I've got this article here from the BBC. It's fascinating. We'll put it in the show notes. Read about it if you want. But basically what they say is like, they literally, lovers go meet these people in like a back alley or something. And they're like, okay, well, we'll keep your parents away and we'll keep people away while you guys go get married and things like that.
So, well, this is great because we're going to need the love commandos against the computers.
Yeah.
This is the last line of defense for human happiness.
Yeah. I agree with you, Brian. Is it sort of out of the frying pan into the fire? I mean, it is good that we get to make our own choices about who we love and who we marry. I agree. That's a freedom that I don't take for granted. And I'm very glad we have. Sitting in this room here. Yes. Not everybody in the world has that freedom.
No, it's true.
And not everybody throughout history has had that freedom. But are we just literally saying, well, you know, why don't, computer, you're wiser than me. Why don't you make this decision for me? Is anybody really doing that? Are people getting so desperate and starting to give up on their own choice making and love and thinking that they, like, basically not having faith that they can choose the right partner on their own?
I think so. And I think they also don't realize that it is a two-way street. Like, that as much as they're trying to program an algorithm, computer, the algorithm's programming them.
Yeah. The computer is imposing its preferences on you.
Send in the love commandos.
Yes, we need them. We need some help from the love commandos here. This is Sex and Science Hour. There's more coming up. Oh, Brian, you make me giggle so much.